by a man who possessed no moral scruples of his own. Tannhäuser dates from 1845, and next came Lohengrin, a deeply emotional and moving retelling of one of the great chivalric myths in which German romanticism abounds. Three other great stand-alone works bracket his later greater career. No other opera, maybe no other work of art, portrays so terribly the nature of sexual longing as Tristan und Isolde. And if such a profoundly philosophical work can be described in a few words, then Tristan is about the love so intense that it cannot find fulfilment in this life. Only in the love-death, Liebestod, can it be resolved. That longing is expressed in the aching opening bars of the prelude. That aching longing finds resolution, finds fulfilment, only in death. Musically, the chords are resolved, the harmony is completed, and we find peace at the very end. Tristan und Isolde dates from 1865, Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg from 3 years later. It is altogether a warmer, more autumnal work, which manages to combine something of that brassy splendour we so much enjoyed in Lohengrin with a deeper, more philosophical view of life, incarnated in the poet-cobbler Hans Sachs. Here is the opening of its prelude to remind one of that quality of majesty which is a vital element of Wagner's work. His final work was Parsifal, perhaps the most controversial.